I rang my friend the other day, and he answered. He said he was depressed, and I sort of said, "Well, cheer up." And he was like, "Oh no, I've been to the doctors. I've actually been diagnosed with depression." So I said, "Like, I'll come and see you." I wasn't gonna leave him like that. So went around to his house with. I took this book of quotations I've got, which is just full of like positive words of wisdom, really, and thought I could use some. And got there, and he hadn't really got dressed, he hadn't got washed for days, and he sort of sat there with the curtains drawn and stuff. And I sort of sat down, got my book out, and I said, "Mate, what's wrong?" And he just said, he couldn't remember the last time he'd felt happy. And I sort of flicked to a page in my book, and there's a quote from Buddha which says, "If a man speaks or acts with a pure thought, happiness follows him like a shadow that never leaves him." The Buddha there, sort of wise words, and he said, just didn't think there was much going on in his life. Didn't really know. Didn't have anything to get excited for. And again, flick to another page, which it's another quote I thought was quite appropriate. It just said, "It's be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never ever have enough." Oprah Winfrey, that one is. And then he said that not only did he want to die, to kill himself, but he wanted all his family and his friends, anyone who knew him, to be dead also, just so that they wouldn't have to experience his misery. He sort of felt guilty for being miserable and just wanted all the people who loved him to die. And I said, "Hold on a minute." And I sort of flicked through my book, but I couldn't actually find anything for that one. So, well, I just went home.